divorce can upend your dreams. That's what happened to Vanessa's entrepreneurial journey. But she rebounded, and she's here now to inspire us. Welcome to Momstown 365, the daily 10-minute podcast for mom creators. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And coming up, born in Panama, she's an immigrant, the mother of three girls, and a grandma. And sometimes our entrepreneurial dreams, we realize, takes years to come true.
Joining us now is Vanessa Hazelwood, today's star of the show, owner of Mia Estella. Welcome, Vanessa.
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Great. So nice to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us how you started your journey of the fashion industry and your storefront.
It's been a journey, hasn't it, my dear?
It has been. It's been a long journey. Like every woman, I love to shop, just love out being out there shopping. And I was just thinking, gosh, I spend so much money shopping for myself and I enjoy it. I should just start shopping for others. And I just decided, hey, I should just open up a boutique. Well, my first go around wasn't so successful because the divorce happened. But this time around, I'm going to make this one a success.
Well, and then I think that's interesting because not every entrepreneurial journey, the first time around, I'm going to say 90% of most first entrepreneurial ventures don't work out so well.
Especially when it's a product type thing. Service businesses, you don't have to put as much money into, but product, you have to pay for it up front and then hope someone buys it and hope that nothing happens to turn your business sideways.
That is so true, and that's exactly what even happened this time around. COVID hit, so it kind of set us back a little because we purchased so many products and had the storefront, had everything ready to go, and everything shut down 3 days before the grand opening.
Oh, my gosh. So how did you rebound?
I met up with a group, and I guess they call themselves the Collective, like a boutique collective, and you just rent, instead of renting the full storefront, you just rent a spot in the store, and that helped us out a lot. We started putting our products in there, people started seeing it, and we just started just having great sales from there. So I started with one, then moved on to another one in San Diego, and that one just went booming, the local niche in Mission Valley. The one here in Fashion Valley, well, in Carlsbad, that one shut down because of COVID also. But then we found Mission Valley, and that one became a success.
So it is interesting to me that these collectives in these shopping malls, because they're happening in San Diego around our community, but I know that they're happening all across the country because storefronts for just, it's a lot. When I'm driving past and I see storefronts and I'm thinking, boy, that's a lot of overhead for one business person to take on.
Right.
But when you're able to share the expensive in these collectives, and it's interesting that there's a lot of women coming together, don't you think?
Oh, I love it. And I also met up with another lady, Angelina, and she had another one. And once we got into that one there in, I think it's a Live Behind. So once we got into that one, we also did great. But that one has more women, and I love it because we all work together, and it's really great.
And you support one another because you're not in competition. Just because...
Exactly.
Right? I went into the one in Carlsbad, and I actually purchased some items. It was wonderful because it was like a potpourri of different experiences in one shop.
All different personalities,
so
from different tastes.
Yeah. Toffee to jewelry to clothing to macrame, all just an explosion for your eyes.
And I love it. I love that there's different things that you could find in there. Lots of little trinkets and stuff. I just love that kind of collaboration. I just enjoy it.
So Vanessa, for other moms who are listening, to somebody who's listening at home right now, or maybe she has a full-time job and she's thinking about a side hustle or turning her passion into a job, a business, What kind of advice would you give to that mom who's listening right now? Because I understand, like you said, not everything the first go around works out. There's perseverance that has to take place, correct?
That's right. Never give up. Just keep on pushing. I mean, you have some easy days and you have a lot of hard days, but as long as you keep pushing and pushing yourself and accepting help from other women and helping other women, and it just keeps you going. Just keep the focus on the dream that you have and push yourself. That's the main thing. Because if I would have sat back down and gave up, I would have never been where I'm at today.
So did you have the feeling, because we hear a lot of mom creators say this, no one's going to want to buy my stuff. Just because I love my stuff, do you relate to that? Or did you?
I do. I had that feeling in the beginning. I thought, okay, I love it, I like it, and it's cute, but what's going to have someone purchase it from me? So I had to think out of the box, and I thought, you know what, why do I love it? I love the clothing that we sell because it's easy. Other moms love it because it's something you could just pull on, get dressed, still look cute, and get out there and get your kids to school while you look cute, but you're still dressed, and it's easy fashion.
I like that.
Easy fashion. That's right up my alley.
Me too. Well, and also, I mean, I'm kind of a habitual wearer. I like what I like, and I wear it. I don't, you know, if that's my style. And I think you are going to speak to a certain person who loves your style.
Exactly.
You don't need everybody in the world.
I love it.
And speaking of your style, how do women find you? And before we get too far out of the into this, and we don't get your website and how people can find you.
So our website is coming up, and it's miaisdela.com. We're also on Instagram, so if you look us up under Mia Isdela, you'll find us on Instagram and also on Facebook. And we take orders on Facebook, orders on Instagram, and it goes straight through to our online shop. And we are also at Local Niche in Mission Valley. We're at Adore in Carlsbad and Local Niche in UTC. So we have three locations.
Okay, this is another thing. How did you figure out how to do all this? How did you figure out how to sell through Instagram and sell? And how did you figure out the systems
Heather's
for all of this?
Heather's terrible at social media, so
I'm
we're
terrible,
going nowhere.
But, I mean, this is it's a lot to take on, right?
It is. It's so interesting that you asked that because I just learned this year from my daughter that's in college about algorithms. I was like, okay, I don't even know what that is.
Have your daughter call
so
us.
Oh, it was so crazy. So I just read a lot of books. I asked a lot of questions. I stayed up at night just Googling everything I could. I found out where to get the business license, what I needed to do, and what Facebook wanted, because it was very tricky. Took probably 4 months before I could get the store up because I wasn't doing the right thing, but I just never gave up.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
You need to maybe teach a class in that.
Seriously.
Maybe at Momstown 365.
I was wondering one day if someone would do that because I thought, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here doing all this, and there's probably so many moms at home who just need.
Oh boy, I see something in your future.
Well, and for creatives, because I think you're a creative spirit. And so creative spirits know how to create art and create in fashion and, you know, and so, but getting down to the brass tacks of, all right, how do I, or where do I sell this in an algorithm? You know, that's sometimes not necessarily, like you said, what was that?
I had no clue what it was. I kind of think I still don't, but, you know, I'm following everything my daughter says, and she's one of my business partners, so thank God for that.
Listen to the kids.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That is awesome. Well, Vanessa,
but it's fun.
Thank you, Vanessa, for being on the show, and you will be featured in our magazine. We're very excited to get to know more about you. Vanessa Hazelwood.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.